Okay, today is Daf Samach Beis. We're on Samach Beis. We're at the Mishnah, about 10 lines down where the Daf begins. More about not carrying. So I have to tell you, I was in the Sfarim store yesterday, and they have an entire sefer. Not a very fat sefer, you know, moderately fat. An entire sefer on this Perek of Shabbos. All the carrying, the tachshitim, and a whole sefer. Broken up by Simonim, you know, Simon Chof Aleph was the Indian of the. I can't believe it. Oh, it's amazing. Amazing. Okay, well, say to Isha, a woman cannot go out b'machat with a needle, hanakuva, that has a hole in the needle, you know, like to be able to sew, that kind of needle, for love of tabas, or she can't go out with a ring, sheyesh aleha chosam, that has a signet, because women don't sign documents in those days. Women didn't sign documents. To her, if it has such a ring, it's not proper. Okay. Velo bekulyar. So is a kulyar a brooch? Okay, because a kovelis is going to be a brooch later. Okay, velo bekulyar is a brooch. Next, velo bekovelis. She can't go out of the kovelis. What's a kovelis? The Rashi says, the Gemara will say what that is. Velo betzaluches shel plaiton. And she can't go out with a jug of oil. Plaiton, Rashi says, balsam. Balsam oil. Right? Mishcha, it's the oil, the afarsima. Of afarsima. Okay. She can't go out, what was that? That was basically something to, like perfume. It's a little flask. You'd wear it around her neck, and it would smell nice. So you wouldn't have to smell the foul odor of the woman. Okay? That's basically what it is. Fantastic, right? If you go out with those things, you're chayev achatos, divrei Rav Meir. That's what Meir's pshat. Chayev achatos, why chayev achatos? Because it's pure carrying. Chacham on peturin. The chacham say you're pater, bekoveles ubitzluchas shel plaiton. Those two things you're pater. Okay. Amar Ula. Ula says, v'chalifuhein v'chilufeihen be'ish. And when it comes to a man, it's the exact opposite. What does it mean, the exact opposite? The man, if a man goes out with a ring that doesn't have a chosem, he's potter. If he goes out with a ring that does have a signet, he's potter. And if he goes out with a ring that doesn't have any, he is chayiv.
I didn't understand this last time also. You're going out with a ring with a signet, that's only the chomer. Because nobody uses it for anything.
Correct. So that's an interesting point. So in other words, it's a good point. Right. No, so the ring itself is a toxin. Correct. Then you have a separate thing. It's just not Shabbat thing. It's not carrying.
Why? It's the only use
for signing. Only use for signing.
Or is it used right. for that's combination a good, of both? I mean, how clean is a ring that has wax going
right,
on?
Right, right. It's a good question. It's a very good question. I don't know.
Well, it'll be last time too.
Yeah, it's a good question. It's an excellent question.
Because probably was just common for men to wear this all the time.
So another question I had was: so men that wear a wedding band, how do they get around this?
That's the question. The wife can't be without it. The whole thing.
The wedding band becomes.
So the Gemara says if it doesn't have it's just a regular ring, then for a man it's a toxin. That's a problem.
I don't believe.
Right. So there is some heter out there. Anyway, Alma, what do you see from here? Kasavar Ula. Ula holds. Call midi the chazil ish. Anything that's good for a man, lo chazil isha. It's not good for a woman. Umidi the chazil isha, lo chazil ish. Right? The two separate things. Two separate entities. From Ula, you see that. Because the whether or not, what kind of ring it is, and whether or not you're male or female, will make a chayev or potter. So, Masav of Yosef. Is that true? That's true. Why? Because we have, listen to the following case. Haroim, shepherds, yotzim besakim. A shepherd can go out wearing some kind of sackcloth, basically like a raincoat. But only shepherds would wear this. Right? V'lo haroim b'lvad amru. The truth is, not only a shepherd could wear this. Ela kol adam. Anybody could wear that on Shabbos. Ela shadagan shalom lotes besakim. That's what they wear. That's their getup. But anybody who wants to wear that getup on Shabbos, it's not a problem. So what do you see? You have a select number of people that have a custom to wear the following. And yet, it's mutter for the people that don't normally do that. Right? Some monsoon, all right, we'll wear that. Yeah, but nobody wears that. Only the shepherds wear that. All right, don't worry about it. The Gemara says it's not a problem. So if that's the case, why are men and women different? Men wear it. Sometimes a woman's going to wear it too. And same thing over here by the shepherds. So why are different men and women, why are they different? So, if this is a difficult answer, Ella, Amar of Yosef, the answer is Kasavar, they hold, Kasavar Ulu holds, Nashim Am Bifnei Atzmanhein. Women are like their own nation. Women are a whole separate thing. What does that mean? What does that mean?
You need to explain that one.
What that means is, says Rav Moshe, what that means is, you can't mix women's clothing and men's clothing. That's all it means. Right? That's the way, that's not a discriminatory statement of the Gemara. The women are second class, it doesn't mean that. It just means men and women don't wear the same clothing. Rav Moshe says it compares the two. Let's say you go to some foreign country and they wear a sari. You can't wear that on Shabbos. Well, they wear it over there. You can't compare what goes on in India to what goes on over here. It's a different place. You go to these parts of the world, and they're dressed in very strange ways. It doesn't give you a heter to dress like that over here. To here, that would be very abnormal. Now, what about the shepherds? The shepherds, not so abnormal. A little, you know, it's not so abnormal. Now, it reminds me of maybe like these guys.
Even a signet ring. If a guy doesn't do any business.
So then a signet ring could be a mark. It could be a mark of stature. It could just be a show-off thing.
It could, but
right.
Not everybody's going to be doing the business.
Exactly, but then, so but it's enough of a heter that you can wear it.
Exactly.
That's what Moshe explains. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Right? Sometimes you see these guys, crossing guards, wearing these funny, like, rain jackets. But most people won't wear that. If you have nothing else, they'll wear it. Right? If a man has nothing else, he's going to wear a kilt. He's not going to do that. Not in New York. It's not going to happen. That's why, and they're not going to wear your wife's dress. I have nothing to wear today. I'll wear my wife's dress. No one's going to do that. Right? You're not going to do that. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying. You can't compare men and women, but you can compare different jobs.
If a woman's hat, a man may walk out with it.
So a hat might be different. A hat might be different. Right? But what about a skirt? You wouldn't wear your wife's skirt. You have nothing to wear today. You wouldn't do that. Right? Therefore, if you do that on Shabbos, it would be considered carrying. Eitz ve'abaya. So Abaya asked the following question. Wait a minute. Hamotzi tefillin. The we're going to have this. If somebody finds tefillin in the street, so machnisin zug, you bring them into this house wearing them one at a time, one pair at a time. Now we say you shouldn't wear tefillin on Shabbos, right? Why can't you? Because maybe you'll take them with him. Maybe you'll take them off when you have to go to the men's room. Take them off. So, but if this lying in the street, what a bazillion that is, that bazillion overrides this chashash, maybe you'll take them off. Right? So you can put them on and go into the house. And then it says, Echara ish ve'echara isha. And a woman's walking down the street, and she sees a pair of tefillin lying in the street. What a bazillion. She puts them on and walks them home. Now, I amrit nashim if amrit ne'atanheim, if you're telling me women are a whole separate thing, whole separate bria, not bria, whole separate nation, for a mitzvah saseh shazman grama hu. Tefillin are a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Why? Tefillin are a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. One of two reasons. Either you don't wear them on Shabbos, or you don't wear them at night. Either one. So this would be like wearing a man wearing a dress. A woman's wearing men's clothing. What kind of heter is this? So the Gemara says, no. Hasam, Kasavar Meir, Laila is man tefillin who? V'Shabbos man tefillin who? Laila is a man of tefillin, and so is Shabbos. Therefore, V'Havile mitzvah saseh shalom as man grama. It's not a time down mitzvah. V'chal mitzvah saseh shalom as man grama, Hashem chayavos. Now, did Ramir's wife and kids and shul wear tefillin? I don't know. There's no reason why not. It's like giving tzedakah. Tefillin. It's not a mitzvah. Not time bound at all. Not in any way at all. Right? So therefore, if a woman finds tefillin in the street, she can wear them home. But to her, it's not a tashas. Why not? For her, it's not a masa. It's not extra. Why not? Because she's mechuyev in tefillin. It's like a man. He could be such a lone shita that he's ignored in halacha, in paskening. It could be. Now the Gemara asks, V'ha hotzah klachar yad hi, but it's a hotzah klachar yad. What does that mean? What's this question on? Why is a woman that wears a ring with a signet considered carrying? It's klachayad. What does klachayad mean? It's not normal. Why is it not normal? Because people don't normally wear things on their fingers that they're not supposed to wear. How do you get something from here to there? You carry it in your hand. You don't wear it. So if she never wears these rings, and then she does wear it, that's an abnormal way of carrying. She shouldn't be high for that.
How else would you carry a ring?
Put it in your palm of your hand and carry it, close your hand and walk across the street. Why are you wearing it?
That's really carrying.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's exactly the
point. Putting it on your fingers is the derech of the way it goes.
But not if it's something you never wear. That's a Gemara's assumption. So the Gemara answers, Amrav Yirmiyah, Beisha Gizbaris Haskidin. No, there are these like matronly women, there are these women that run a business. She's a Gizbar. She's a Gizbaris, right? She runs the office, and therefore she does have such a signet ring. So for her it's normal. For her it's normal. So now, Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Rabbi Yochanan Tarat the Isha. Ish Ma'ekel Meimar. So good. That answered the woman. What about a man? So what if a man's wearing a ring that's not a signet ring? What's the big deal? That's also klachiyad, right? He's wearing something he doesn't normally wear, right? He's not carrying it in his hand. He's wearing it. So what's the big deal? So it's a klachiyad. It shouldn't be chayiv. El Amar Rava. Well, here's the story. You know, pa'amim, sometimes Adam notzein le'ishto tabas, a man will give his wife his ring, sheyesh aleha chosim, to bring it to the without has a signet on it, and she's not a businesswoman. She doesn't run the office. She's a regular housewife. So do me a favor, honey. Can you take my ring and put it away in my drawer? You know, in my box. La'alicha lekufsa, to put it in the box. Umenichsa biyada, and she'll put it on. Ad shemagas lekufsa, until she gets to the box. That's so strange. Like everyone's here said. Do me a favor, dear. Take my ring down to the vault. So she won't put it on. Look how I look with this ring on my finger. Look at that. Look how good. I could be such a businesswoman. I could be the head of the office, right? That's how people are. Since she will do that, it's not considered klachiyad. Upa amim, and sometimes, sha'isha no heges labayel tabas, the wife will give the husband the ring, she'en aleh chotzem, that doesn't have a signet, la'olicha etel uman l'sakein, to bring it to the guy to fix it something, right? Omenicha biyado, and he'll put it on his hand, ad shemagia etel uman, until he gets to the, right, he'll put it on his hand, that's how much I paid for this thing, right? That's what's going to happen, right? So a man will do the same thing. So what do you see? That temporary wearing, that could happen. That's very common. That's human nature. Right? Human nature is that they'll put each other's rings on. If that's the case, it's not kalachayad, and then you'll be chayav. One cool you do see from here, the Torah Lishma says that you see from here, I don't know how to pass the halacha l'maaseh this question, but you see from here that wearing the garments of the opposite sex on a temporary basis is not a violation of lo silbash gever, right? Simlas
so
isha.
So
right, so it might be temporarily, right? Or they Purim, all these shilas that come up, right? So we see them here. It's okay. No one jumps up and says, what do you mean? You're not allowed to wear women's clothing. You're not allowed to wear women's garments. Not allowed to. No one had a problem with that. Why? Because it's for a half hour, temporary. Actually, I have to see how that comes out in the poskim, but in the Gemara, it didn't seem, Torah Lishma says, didn't seem to be a problem.
Well, because there, someone has no problem putting it on temporarily, and you address the guy, you would have a problem putting it on.
What?
Dress somebody, a man would have a problem putting on temporarily. So he the ring.
No, but the point is, he's doing it for the ring. So, I mean, it's a strange thing. Nobody would do that. And then wear the dress to the dressmaker for my wife.
Right.
Exactly. So instead of schlepping it there, I'll wear it there. So nobody would do that.
Right. So maybe that's
and what if somebody did do that? Would that be a violation of the iser of wearing women's clothing? So from here you see, maybe not.
What?
Maybe not. Okay. Velo bekulyar. Velo bekuvelas. You can't wear a kulyar and you can't wear a kuvelas. My kulyar. What's a kulyar? Yeah, I'm a rab. Machbanta, a brooch. Koveles, what's a koveles? Amarav, chumrsa de pilon, a bundle of herbs. Vechein, amarav asi, chumrsa de pilon, a bundle of herbs. Okay? Tanar abanan, lote.
Is brooch a problem?
Yeah.
Why is it?
Because she'll take it off to show her friends.
You open glass?
What?
Open
no, so we're not talking about that. We're going to see it on the beige, or maybe tomorrow. If it's something that she'll never reveal, then it's not a problem. That tomorrow they have a garter. She's not going to undo that in the street. Look at the new garter I bought. She's not going to do that. Take off her whole... She's not going to do that. That's mutter. Right? So we're not assuming it's that kind of brooch. It's a brooch that's just there for show. Just there for... like, it's like a piece of jewelry. She says, look at this. Look what my husband bought me, right? So she'll take it off and she'll show someone and she'll come to carry it. So, Tana Rabbanan, lo seiti bikuvelas. She can't go out with a koveles. What's a koveles? Koveles is a brooch. Vim yatsas a chayev, it's chatas div remer. Remer says a chayev a chatas. It's not a gzeira.
It's a spice bundle, my lord.
What?
A spice bundle for the koveles.
Koveles? It's a spice bundle, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Lo seiti bikuvelas. You can't go out with a koveles. Koveles is, I said, what did I say? A bundle of herbs. Same thing. It's a spice bundle. Vim yatsas a chayev, it's chatas div remer. Remer says a chayev a chatas for that. Why? Not the gzeira, maybe you'll take it off and show you for... No, it's mamish carrying. But what is this spice bundle for? Perfume. Deodorant. Right? Says her mayor, it's pure carrying. Chacham omrim, lo seitze. Now, she shouldn't go out. Vim yatzasa petura. But if she does go out, it's not a problem. Vira bilezer omer, yatzasa isha bekovelet, lechachila. If she can go lechachila, she could go out with it. Maya paligi. What are they arguing about? So Rameir Savar Masoi, it's a Masoi. Right? It's like booking out with a book. There's no heta for that. Rabbanan Savri, Tachshit Hu. It's a Tachshit. Why is it a Tachshit? Dilma Shalfa Umachve, she might come to show it off. V'asi Lasuya, she'll come to carry it. Rabbi Lazar Savar, wait a minute. Mandarka Lemirma Lemirme. Who wears these bundles of spices? Who wears that? Isha Sharecha Ra. A woman that has body odor. So Isha Sharecha Ra Lo Shilfu Machve. She's not going to take that off. Look what I'm wearing today. Look at me. Look at this. You got to see what I have. Yeah, I have body odor, you see. So I got this new. That's not going to happen. Right? V'lo Asi Lazui Arab Arab Vishus Arabim. She won't come to wear 4 hours in Vishus Arabim. So what was the Chachavim thinking? Right? That makes a lot of sense. Nobody's going to advertise that they have body odor, and come look at this, look what I have to make myself smell better. Look at this. Come look at this. So what was the Chacham thinking? So the Rajva explained that Chacham was thinking, you know, she's wearing it already. So they already see it. Once they see it, all right, so she has a problem, so she's fixing it. So she might come look at this. If you ever have this problem, any of you, your relatives, your sister has such a problem, this is the best one on the market. Look at this. So that's the Rajva's. And what does Rabbi Elazar say? He's not choshes for that. Because his opinion is that human nature is, as even though it's true that you're wearing it, and it is a little bit of a walking advertisement, you're wearing it, you still have some shame and you want to minimize it as much as possible. So you're not gonna go running around showing people look what I wear to stop my body odor. You're not gonna do that.
Right, so
that's a machloket, it's how you behave when you have it on. Apparently it doesn't go underneath. So people see it. Oh, they have that problem. All right, good to know. All right, you don't get too close to her. All right. Or the Chacham say, no, she'll just opposite. She'll be showing her friends. Look at this. This is the best one. It works so well. It's a gewaldig thing. All right, so it's two different ways of approaching it. I, Vatanya, but elsewhere, Rabbi Eliezer, poter, bekoveles, ubitzluchios, shalplaiten. But elsewhere, Rabbi Eliezer seemed to say that he putter. But it's also Durabana. It's Xera. Here he says it's Mutla Chachila. There's another Brisa where he says it's Pater. So the Gemara answers like this. Lo Kasha. Ha! When did he say it's Pater? Really, he holds it's Mutla Chachila. So why did he say the word Pater? Ki Kamar, or Ki Ka'ad Rabbi Meir, when he was talking to Rabbi Meir, he said Pater. Why? Rabbi Meir said Yechayev Achatas. Said Rabbi Eliezer, you putter. He meant you mutter. But he didn't want to be so different from Rabbi Meir. So he said the word putter. But really he meant mutter. When did he say mutter? When he was talking to the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said it's putter as a gzera. And Rabbi Eliezer said, no, it's mutter totally. So he really held his mutter all along. Why did he say different things? Because he was talking to different people. Kikai ad Rabbi Meir, damar chayiv chatas. When Rameir holds Yechayev Achatas, Amalei Pater. He said, you're Pater. Ki koi ad Rabbanon de Omri Pater, Aval Aser. When he was talking to the Rabbanon who said, it's Pater, Aval Aser, Amar Ihu, Mutter Lechachila. He said it's totally mutter.
It's the same sheet he had before with the Yishlaim shell.
Exactly the same sheet. Same thing. Same three. Umay Reb Meir. Where'd that come up? So the Brisa by mutter, we just read it. What's the Brisa with Reb Meir? The Tanya. We'll say to Isha b'mafteach shebiyada. A woman can't go out with a key. She's got a key. The key to the door. V'yatasa chayavis chatos divir Reb Meir. And if she goes out with it, she's chayav chata, says Reb Meir. Reb Elazar poter v'kovelet u'betzulchus shel plaitim. And Reb Elazar says she's poter if she's wearing a bundle of spices or oil. It's a non sequitur. Right? Kovelas mandakar shmei. Who's talking about bundle of spices? Reb Meir's talking about a key. Right? So chesur mechza. Obviously, this whole thing is missing. V'achik tani. Here's what it should say. Reb Meir said you're not allowed to wear a key. You're not allowed to go out with holding a key. The cane, the kovelas, also not spices. The cane, the klusius shel plaitim. Also, you can't go out with a herb, with an oil. Lo seitzei. She can't go out. V'im yatsasa chayev et chatas. Divrei Reb Meir. And if yeah, he chayev et chatas. Reb Elazar poter, the kovelas, the klusius shel plaitim. Reb Elazar says, you're poter with a kovelas or with a bundle of spices. Now, did Reb Elazar really mean you're poter? No, he meant really you're mutter. Why do you say punter? Because it was just, you know, I disagree with you, Mayor. I say, I'm not going to go into it. I'm just telling you I disagree with you. But he really meant it's mutter. The medavar mamurim. When is all that true? That Rabbi Eliezer potters a koveles. When does he potter a koveles? Bishiyesh behem bosem. If it has a fragrance still. Aval ein behem bosem chayeves. But if there's no fragrance in there, then you're chay for carrying out the bottle. That's a problem. Why is that a problem? Because Amar of Adar Bar Ava, Zoso Meres. You see from here, from Rabbi Eliezer, that Hamotzi Ochlin. You know what? Let's look at the Rashi Zoso Meres. You see from here, Zoso Meres. It's the at the end of the line and the second to last wide line. Zoso Meres. Hadiktani, that which we just said, that Ein Ba Bosem Chayeves. That if it doesn't have any fragrance in there, you're chayiv. Alma, what do you see? Kasavar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds that hamotzi ochlin b'shavas b'kli pachas mikashir. That if somebody carries food less than the shear in a kli, delo mechayiv. One second. I'm sorry, you're chayiv for that. You're chayiv. Why you chayiv? Now the halacha is like this: the law mechayiv al atzos ochlin pachas migrogris. The shear for carrying out food on Shabbos is a grogris. Okay, so if you carry out one little tiny peanut, you're not chayiv. Why? Because it's smaller than a grogris. What if you carry it out in a kli? Kididnan, kidilakamon, chayiv biha al hakli. You chayiv still for the kli. V'lo amrina, we don't say hakli tafel lahen. We don't say that the kli is tafel to the food. V'lo mechayiv aleha, shlonis kavein lahotzi ella mishum oklin. I'm only carrying out this kli because I don't want to touch peanuts by myself because I'm allergic. So I'll put it in a kli and I'll carry out the kli, but I really want to carry out the peanuts. The only thing is, there's no other way to get the peanut out. Unless it's in a kli. Now with liquid, that's for sure true. There's no other way to get it out. How do I get water out? I have to put it in a kli. Do I want to carry out the kli? I have no intention. I have no interest. I just want to carry out the water. But the water's got to go somewhere. This goes against a stam mishnah in Perek HaMatzniyah. Diktani putter af al kli. You putter on the kli. Why you putter on the kli? It's a funny thing. Why are you putter on the kli? The answer is because there's no kavana to carry out the kli. We'll get to that gemara there. But just basically, what do you see from here? You see from here that if you carry out food and you're not putter on the food, why are you not putter on the food? Because it's too small to shear. You're not chayav on the kli either. You're not chayav on the kli if the food is too small. That's the halacha, a stam mishnah later on. You carry out food in a kli. Yes. The food's too small. You're not chayav on the kli either. Rabbi Elazar just said the opposite. He just said if there's not enough spices in the jug, you're chayav for the jug. Exact opposite. You hear? Now Zoso Meres. Now back to. What?
Why is it just a buses for the food?
It is a buses for the food.
If the first part is good, then the chayla that's holding the food.
No, what if the food's no good? I'm not carrying out the shear. It's too small. But I carried out a kli.
That's what I meant.
The answer is you're not chayav on the kli.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Because it's whatever the inside.
Correct. So here we said if there's not enough spices in there, you're still chayav for the kli. So why is that?
Different from this to this.
Oh, so you give it a simple answer. Zosomeret, back to the Gemara, Zosomeret, Hamotzi ochlen pachos mikashir b'kli, chayev. You carry out food less than the shear, you chayev on the kli. No one holds that. Da ein ba bosem, because by the way, if it doesn't have any, right, if it doesn't have any, ki pachos mikashir, ki kli dummy, it's no worse than having less than the shear. Zero shear can't be better than no shear, than small, than less than the shear. Right, this is an empty jug. Why is she going out with it? Because the empty jug still has fragrance. It's still fragrance. So you take a bottle of perfume and pour out all the perfume, the bottle will still smell. That's what's going on here. So, right? So not having any fragrance is no worse. It is worse. It's worse than having a little bit of fragrance. If a little bit of fragrance you still putter, then how could you be hive here? There's nothing in it. Right? So it doesn't make any sense. And yet you're chayev. So, in other words, if carrying less than the shear will make you putter on the kli, then carrying zero shear should make you putter on the kli. So why are you chayev? So Rav Ashi Amar, no, but Alma Emelach putter. Really, if you carry out a kli less than the shear, you're putter. Shiny Hacha, the Letzim Alomasha Klal. There is no fragrance here at all. It's an empty jug. It's an empty jug. You carried out a jug. It smells nice. Yeah, that's because that's the properties. That's how God made fragrances. That when it's empty, it still smells nice. Put something in it. That's not the same with carrying it less than the shear. Not the same at all, says Rashi. Lekalameimer nas the kli tuffel l'reyach. You can't say that the kli that the kli is tuffel to the reyach. She'ein bo shumamish. There is no reyach. There's something in there. It's empty. It's not even pachas mikashir. It's zero shear. Avol pachas mikashir. But if it would be less than the shear, in a davar sheyesh bo mamish, there's something there. Nasi kli tafalo. The kli would become tafal to it. Upotter, and you'd be potter. Here, it's completely empty. It still smells nice. That's very good. You're not carrying anything. It's just fragrance.
When you care about it, it smells. So what's the difference?
Because there's nothing there. It makes a lot of sense, no? There's got to be something there. It's completely empty. It happens to me. It smells nice.
What you care about is the fragrance, correct?
All you care about is the fragrance. Exactly. But there's such a thing called Hilchah Shabbos. And Shabbos says, you're not allowed to carry empty kelim. You are allowed to carry kelim. There's no doraisa if you carry kelim that have less than the shear. Why is that? We'll get to it on Tad the Gimel. But that's not a malacha doraisa. To carry out a keli with food in it, less than the shear. What kind of svar is that? We'll get to it. But to carry an empty keli, you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. You're just not allowed to.
So you can't. Apples and oranges. That's all. You carry
correct.
Food. You want to think with a food.
Correct.
Item,
exactly.
Exactly. Here.
It's a quirk. It's a quirk that empty perfume bottles still have a fragrance. That's all. That doesn't make it mutter to carry. Right? Yeah, an empty cup doesn't have any water in it. If it had water a half hour ago. So what? It's empty now. Not a carry empty kelim. I understand. So that's it. So on Tad Gimel, we'll get to this whole idea that you can carry kelim less than the shear. We'll get to all that. But that you can't get apples, like you said, it's apples and oranges. You're not allowed to carry empty kelim. Okay. Okay, now that we said this, now that we just mentioned oil, now the Gemara is going to go for the hold. The hold now till the end of the page, actually till the Mishnah tomorrow, is all agarta. Here we go. Rashis Vereshis Shmanim Yimshachu. And they'll be anointed with the Rashis of the Shmanim. Abravuda Mashmuel, Zeh Plaitin. That's balsam oil. Masif of Yosef. Af ala Plaitin, Gazar, Rabbi Huda ben Baba. Huda ben Baba made a Gzera. After the Beit Hamikdash was destroyed, he made a Gzera. Nobody should use balsam oil anymore. You know why? Because it's too much Hana. After the Churban, it's too much Hana in this world. V'lo Hodulo. They didn't agree with him. Nobody, V'i, Amarta, Mishum Tainig. Now if you're telling me that oil is such a pleasurable thing, why didn't they agree with him? He's trying to, you know, there's no more Beit Hamikdash in the world. Shouldn't have so much laughter and enjoyment. So why did they agree with him? So Amalei Abaya, Ul Tameich, Hadiksiv, Hashozim, Mizrake Yayin. They drank wine. And Ravami Ravati, it's a machlokas exactly what went on over there. Chadamar, Kanishkinin. Some said, I think this means like a big cup that more than one person could drink at the same time. Like one of those.
Tall glass vessel with two spouts.
Yeah, two spouts, like they have in the college parties, right? These crazy large, that's what it is. The Chadamar, Shemizrakin Kisosegin Zelazet. They would throw fold up cups of wine to each other, like juggling wine. Can you imagine? Juggling cups of wine. They didn't spill. Anyway, and Hachi Nami Dasser? Didn't we ask for that? We didn't ask for that. Va'arab Ravuna Hakloy Leve Resh Kalusa. They went to Resh Kalusa's house. Veshasa Bekanish Kinon. And they drank from a jug like that. They drank from a big cup like that with two spouts. So one of the Achmanim asked, so why didn't they hold it that it meant the other thing? That you can't throw cups to each other. And then therefore, it's not a problem. Okay. Anyway, nobody said boo. That's not a problem today. It's such a tainug, it's such a pleasurable thing. How can we allow that? There's nobody to make this. The answer is not everything that's pleasurable in this world was asered after the Churban. Right? We had the Gemara. They wanted to aser eating fruit. Because such a thing is bikurim. That's a dairy that people can't live with. Okay. Right? Ella, the answer is, call me the isbe tainug, the isbe simcha gazer rabbanon. You have one of the parameters of the statement. Anything that has tainug and simcha, that they offered. Avol midi the isbe tainug. But if it has tainug, the less be simcha, but no simcha, what's the simcha associated with putting on some nice smelling oil? Simcha. Yeah, it's tainug. It feels good. Not simcha. Lo gazer rabbanon. There was no such gzera. Okay, more agarata. So it says like this. This is a pasuk in Amos. Hashochvin almito shein. They lie on beds of shein, marble. Visaruchim al arsosam. And they foul up the bed. So Amr of Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Balamed, Sheimashtin and Mayim if name mitosehin arumin. They would go to the bathroom without any clothes on, right by their bed. Right by their bed. Megadev bought Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo, he rejected that shita. Right? How do they translate Megadev in the art scroll? Ska. Right? So the truth is, the Sefer HaKrisa says, this is not the same Rabbi Avo that we know and love that appears throughout Shas. It must be a Savaroi, a later, a non-Amora, that cracked into the Gemara, because we never have a statement like that. He was Megadev, a member. So that's what he says. However, the Tosfos in Ksuva says, you know, that there are many Amorayim that have their own unique way of asking questions, or they give them a certain title. Megadev for Rebbe. Rebbe was always known to do that. That's Rebbe Avo's way. Yeah, Abaya would never do that. Rava didn't do that. But Rebbe Avo did. So it doesn't have, you don't have to, that's a machlokas. Anyway, Ihachi, 1 minute. They went to the bathroom, without any clothes on next to their bed. Now, that's not a nice thing to do. It's not tsanua. That's such a, however, Ihachi, Hanu Tziv, Lachain, Ata, Yiglu, Barosh, Golem. You guys are the first ones in exile. That's the worst thing in the world. It's not tsanua. It's a little bit of a show off. For that, you're exiled. Because you went to the bathroom without any clothes on next to your bed. A little bit doesn't really. The punishment doesn't fit the crime. So now, this is the first thing I'm coming for is this. So this the punishment doesn't fit the crime. So that can't be what it means. Ella Amarevo, here's what it means. El Bani Adam, Sha'ochla Vishosim Zemze, right? They have parties. Vidov Kimito Seyem Zebze. They put the beds next to each other. And they take each other's wives. Now we're talking. Right? And the sheikh, and you see what goes on. Right? Basically having an affair. That already, that's something, that now we're talking. Now, Hashem comes, this is the first thing I'm coming for. Oh, that makes perfect sense. Right? It's a pure adultery. Gila rice. Next. Amar b'yavav, amri la b'masni satana. Gimel dvarim mevien et ha'adam l'de anias. There are three things that, segul to be poor. You do these things in segul to be poor. Elohim, what are they? Number one. Hamash d'mayel t'nei mitasa arim. Somebody goes to the bathroom near his bed, naked. Right? That's number one. Number two, that doesn't really come up to the matter there. It doesn't come up. It doesn't come up. You'll see why
it
won't.
It's a blizzard.
You'll see why it doesn't come up. Number two, I don't know if it means when there's a blizzard. I think this is the way a guy lives. A guy lives like this.
Like I said before, when you don't go outside to go to the bathroom, the outhouse, you go next to your bed.
Okay, so it's not going to apply it's not going to apply in a kli. So it doesn't apply in a toilet.
Right.
Number two, the mezalzel b'netilas yadayim. If you're mezalzel until then, we'll flesh this out. And number three, v'she'ishto mekalasa b'fanav. When your wife curses you out to your face. Okay. Hamash demayim b'fnei mitasa arum, amar Rava, lo amar el demahadir ape lepuryeh. That's only true if you're facing the bed. Aval abroi, but if you're not facing the bed, less lumba, not an issue. Demahadir ape lepuryeh, and if you're facing the bed, nami lo amar el la'ara. If you go into the bathroom on the ground, aval b'mana, but into a kli, less lumba, that's not a problem. This doesn't come up. Next, hamazalzim etil sedayim, amar Rava, lo amar el delamar shiyad deklau. This means you didn't wash at all. He didn't wash hands at all. You just ignore washing. Avo masha, velo masha, less lumba. But if you washed and you cheap with the water, you didn't really wash that. That's not what this means. That is a halacha about how much water you. So maybe you're a little bit, not so right in the amount of. But you're not mezalzel it. You do it. You're just a cheapskate. Or you know, sometimes people come out of the bathroom, they like take their fingers and they tap the water, like they tap the faucet to get some 2 drops out. That's a rubber stone. You're not mezalzel. You just have to do the right shear. Not the same thing. Mezalzel means I'm just not washing my hands at all. However, v'lav milzehi. That's not true. Damer v'chista. Ana mashi mali chafni maya. I washed with good water. I was very mad with good water. V'yahavali mala chafni tuvasa. And I got a lot of osher. I became very wealthy from it.
So
what do you see? The rubber's wrong. That the more water you use is connected to the, is part of the zilzal. Rava said, the zilzal means you don't wash at all. That's what zilzal means. Says Rav Chisda, that's what it means. It means you didn't wash enough. Because I wash a lot and I was blessed with osher. Right? You see that? Right? So the El Yerabba says, in the name of the Shlah, that you see from me, this is a very, very, no one's going to want to hear this. He says like this. I'll read it in Hebrew. Ein laharbos mayim benetilas sedayim kedelos asher. Don't use a lot of water for netilas sedayim so I should become rich. Why? Lefisha im kain harei over al rabo al manas lekabel pras. You hear that? I'm only doing the mitzvah so I should become rich. Ella rather yasikain lekaver Hashem mitzvarach. Right?
It's very hard, but everybody knows that's what to do.
Right, so what you should do is you should come to your table and say, from now on, we are going to make sure we do this mitzvah, the Rabbanan, of the Tilos Yadayim, in a very, very optimal way. You know that famous story with the Rosh Hashanah, that he came to someone's house and he was so machped on this. His mom took the tiny amount of water, and I said, what's the matter? Why are you doing that? He said, because where'd the water come from? The girl in the kitchen schlepped it down from the well. So on her shoulders, I should be such a for me, right? It doesn't apply today, because you turn on the faucet and it comes from underground. So you don't have to be so stingy with the water. Everyone's going nice and reva, nice and full, like a chista. You don't have to say anything about any cheshbonos or ashiras, and let Hashem do his magic. Right? That's all. Okay? Next. Or I'm only giving to Amanas that my son should be a Talmid Chacham. So what's the story with that? So it's okay. You're a tzadik gomer if you say that. It's not a gummer. V'she'ishto mikal lasa b'fanav. What's the story with the wife cursing in front of the husband? Amar Rava al iski tachshita. It's only if you curse him because she doesn't have any jewelry. V'hani mili hu de'isle v'lo avid. But it only applies if you have the money and you don't buy it. Then it'll, right, because he says over here, the Marsha says, if you don't have, what is she, you're already an oni. You don't have. What does she want from you? How come you don't buy them? How come I don't buy? I don't have any money. Only if you have the money and you're such a cheapskate and she's cursing you, that's a problem. That'll lead to poverty. Treat your wife nicely. You haven't, you treat it. If you haven't spent it, you don't have. So what do you want? Okay. The question is, why don't you have? Right? Why don't you have it? Darash Rav Breder of Eloi, my decision, what does it mean when it says, Yan Vyomer Hashem, Yan ki govoo banav tzion, shoy mahalchos pekoma zekufa, vatilachna ben tzios goron. Oh, I'm sorry. That means, shoy mahalchos pekoma zekufa. The women used to go very erect. Vatilachna ben tzios goron, what does that mean? Shoy mahalchos ekev betzad godol. They'd walk in such a way to attract attention, like walking heel to foot, some kind of attention-grabbing way. Umashakros einayim davimalan kuchlo einayim umirmizan. You put on some kind of eye makeup to attract attention. Hello, v'tafuf. What does that mean? Shem aleches arucha b'tad ksara. They'd walk long and short. What does that mean?
A tall woman next to a short woman.
Oh, right. A tall woman next to a short woman, so the tall woman stands out. Right? They used to do that in the South. They'd arrest a guy, put a black guy in a lineup, like with a bunch of five white midgets. Can you recognize the guy that committed that crime? They used to do things like that, right? So over here also, same thing over here. You put a tall woman with a bunch of short women, the tall one stands out. Look at Rashi. Rashi said something staggering. Right? It's the last skinny line, the last Rashi before the lines get wide. Shetire tzafa al rosh chaverta. Her head sticks above the other head. V'havi lo nala. And it's a good-looking thing. Unesuos have. And they're married. That's a terrible thing. And what if she's not married? Would you allow to go fantasize about a non-married woman? Tell her not appropriate. What does she mean by that? Not sure. The Yavit says it means the woman. The woman is fantasizing about married men. But a woman's allowed to fantasize about a non-married man. That's a very difficult cheetah. What does she mean by that? I don't know. Anyway, next. Uraglehan. One more minute. What does that mean? She put perfume on her shoes. She walked down the street. When she got in front of the yeshiva, she'd stick her foot in the ground. That would emit the perfume. And the boys are sitting there, and all of a sudden they smell this wonderful smell, and it leads to who knows what. My parents are saying, what's the punishment for all this? Kedarish Rava Bar Ula. Vahaya Tachas Bosem Mak Yiyeh. What does that mean? Makam Shayom Bosas Bo Nasa Nakam Nakam. In the place where they put perfume, they got wounds. Vitachas Chagura Nikva. Makam Shay Chaguros. Vitziltzel. In the place where they, what does that mean? In the place where they had a nice belt, Nasa Nakafim Nakafim. Again, they got some kind of damage. Tachas Maisa Maksha Karcha. Makom shayim is kashrut bo, in the place they put on makeup, nasek krachim became bald. Tachas pesigiel mechagura sak, sachim hamavien ledegila, in the places where they wanted to be exposed, hayil mechaguros sak. That's where they're wearing sackcloth now. Kitachas yofi, amarava haina de amri inchi, chalufe shufra kiba. What does that mean? That the beauty was exchanged for ugly. Hashem pishod yara, Rabu Shmuel. What does that mean? They poured out like a ketone. What's a ketone? They poured it like a pitcher. That they were so bad that they're like their private parts were open like a forest to have so much illicit relations. I think that's what that means. Right?
Full of hair,
like a forest. All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.